Welcome to a special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the weekly update where we examine the latest headlines from all across the world to keep you informed about issues that affect your faith. Stay aware, stay informed. It's the special Friday edition of Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakhdar.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy to have you with us in this special broadcast, since it is Friday, March the 22nd of the year of our Lord 2024. And with me today, as usual, Brother Paul Sutcliffe from Rochester, New York. Hello, Brother Paul, and how are you?
Pretty good, enjoying a snowy day.
All right, well, Brother Paul, we have lots of news happening around the world. So let's start with the United States of America, where we have some stories to share here.
The New York Post reported that Basil Abdadi, who is 22 years old, was caught by the U.S. Border Patrol on March 9th near El Paso, Texas. While in custody, he was asked what he was doing in the United States, to which he replied, "I'm going to try to make a bomb," according to a Border Patrol document obtained by the Post. Now, Abadi said in a sworn interview after his arrest that he had trained with Hezbollah for 7 years and had served as an active member guarding weapons locations for another 4 years. Abadi is being held in isolation, awaiting a special interview due to making terrorist threats against federal agents.
We have Basil Abadi arrested. But I wonder how many other Basil Abadi and how many Mohammedans and how many Alis and Husseins and all these wonderful Muslims were able to cross the border coming into the United States of America, and we never knew who they were or what they are planning to do.
It's very true.
All right. Second story here in the United States.
Muslims in a Queens, New York asylum shelter are claiming that Muslims need special treatment, especially during Ramadan. Advocates for Muslim asylum seekers in New York City claim shelters housing them are disproportionately underserved, especially as they need to fast for Ramadan. They're upset and claim that Ramadan should be a time for peaceful reflection, but it's not at the Belarus shelter in Queens. Cubby is upset because he thinks that Muslim charities have different credentials than Catholic ones. The truth on this is that there is a lot less financing by Islamic charities than Christian charities, but there seem to be a lot more Muslim asylum seekers than there are Islamic charities. Also not stated here, but very apparent, are that this is an illegal migrant center claiming rights while they are not citizens of the United States, and they could be deported.
I'm telling you, brother. Hey, think about it. They are not citizens, and they're asking for the rights. And we, the Christians of America, who are citizens, have no rights when you compare to that which these Muslims receive. First of all, he said that they needed special treatment because it is the month of Ramadan. No, trust me, Brother Paul, Muslims have special treatment all year long. So I don't know what difference does it make in Ramadan or not. They got it all year long. So I wonder, what should we do? We got Muslims who are here in a shelter and they don't like what they see. Maybe they need a 5-star hotel in New York. Why not just maybe buy them some houses? Why not just give them the country, man? Give them just not New York, just give them the United States of America. That is exactly what Muslims are here for anyway. So they're not happy with the shelter, especially when no other Muslim country will give them any shelter. But they come into America and they're demanding more and more. He said, the month of Ramadan is a peaceful month. Excuse me. When you go online, you found out Ramadan is a month of jihad. Ramadan is a month of war, not the month of peace. In reality, throughout the last 1,450 years, there was not one Ramadan where Muslims enjoy peace. If they're not killing some infidels, Muslims are killing other Muslims in the month of Ramadan, as we're going to see even today in our broadcast. They're here as beggars, but they're also choosers. They don't like what we give them, and they are demanding for more of this and more of that. And wait, when they become citizens, I don't know what else you'll be asking. Maybe just take everything we got to make them happy. Well, Brother Paul, we have one more story here in America.
Memory caught a recording of Abdu Zindani that was live streamed 3 months ago in January. Zindani had presented at the 2023 Thanksgiving service organized by Interfaith Leadership Council of Metropolitan Detroit. Abdu Zindani is the imam at the Islamic Universal Services Association in Warren, Michigan. Imam Zindani invoked the hadith about the Muslims killing the Jews at the end of times. He said that the Muslims will slaughter the Jews like sheep, and that the stones and trees will work undercover for the Muslims, telling them where the Jews are hiding. Zindani went on to supplicate, "Oh Allah, make us soldiers for you. Make us die the way you want us to die." This is Islam's ideal of interfaith.
All right, Brother Paul, here we go again. These people are helping me beyond imagination, because I've been saying that to the American people for years and years, and I don't think anybody heard me or really believe what I say. Muslims speak from both sides of their mouths. If you have an interfaith meeting, that wonderful Abdul Muslim Imam, he will hug you, he will kiss your cheek, and make you feel very special, because it is interfaith meeting. But do you want to know what is really in his heart? Let us listen to what he said with his other side of his mouth. That is, we will wipe out all the Jews. That is, we will get rid of all the Christians. That is, we will take over the entire land. Just be naive enough to listen to the Muslim propaganda in the interfaith meeting until they will have the upper hand. And the real Islam will show up. It will be too late for you to fix it. Well, Brother Paul, let's move to the United Kingdom, where we have a story there.
The mass media have suddenly admitted that Islamization is happening in Great Britain. Great Britain News, GB News, caught the UK network Rail promoting Islam under the claim of being inclusive, but was in truth caught being exclusive. This is one report you have to hear.
It can sometimes feel like the Islamic faith is given more prominence than other religions in Britain. Today's example was the main concourse at King's Cross train station. It emerged that to commemorate Ramadan, Network Rail have been putting a hadith of the day. Today's message was from the Prophet Muhammad, but it appears they've been doing it every day. This one reads, "When Ramadan enters, the gates of paradise open, the gates of hellfire are closed." There was some stuff about sinners in there as well. Thousands of people took to social media to say that this seems a bit off. We are supposed to be a Christian country, after all. We also have Ramadan lights going up, which is a bit of a contrast to the perceived erosion of the word Christmas. We have winter markets now, don't we? British institutions changing Christmas exhibits to winter festivals, while universities refuse to use the word Christmas in case it offends non-Christians. We've also got adverts on buses around the UK at the moment. Give Zakat, which is apparently the Muslim charitable obligation. But when a guy wants to display a Union Jack flag outside his chip shop, he gets banned. We are absolutely fine in this country to have things like this. And it is fine. You know, it's an expression of religion in an open, free, democratic society. Absolutely no problem at all. But when a Christian preacher takes to the streets, they might be arrested.
Preaching here, it also depends on what you say. Because you might be committing criminal offences as well.
So, when we saw the Ramadan messages at King's Cross today, I wondered if it was another step towards, potentially, anyway, the Islamic faith being given promotion over other faiths, especially given the time of year that we're in. The overt promotion of one faith over another. Well, we went to Network Rail and we asked them why they decided to put a reading like that on their board. And this is where it all gets quite interesting. So initially they said this: King's Cross Station is made up of a diverse and multicultural workforce, and at times of religious significance, messages such as these are displayed to celebrate the station's diversity and inclusivity. Throughout the year, messaging at the station also celebrates festivals from other religions, including Easter, Christmas, Passover, and Diwali, to mark the beliefs of our colleagues and passengers. But then we thought, oh, hang on a minute, there's Christian Holy Week coming up, isn't it? It's Lent, Easter's around the corner. Will they be doing something on that message board for Christians? So we asked them, will King's Cross Station display religious scripture such as this for other festivals going forward, starting from Easter weekend? And as if by magic, they sent us this: "We value the feedback of our passengers, and while these messages were intended to celebrate the beliefs and backgrounds of some of our colleagues and passengers, we have removed them. Over recent years, King's Cross has celebrated significant religious and secular events from all cultures, including Easter, Diwali, Passover, Ramadan, and Remembrance Day. However, we will now review how occasions can be marked in the future." One way of looking looking at this is that they've responded to feedback, as they say. Another way of looking at it is that we called them out for virtue signaling to the Islamic faith when they had no intention of doing it for anyone else, and now they've pulled the plug. But then the plot thickens. Just minutes before we came on air, we had another message from Network Rail, and they said this: we celebrate all the big religious festivals from Christmas to Ramadan at King's Cross to reflect our diverse passenger and employee base. However, our main departure board should be reserved for train information, and our general Ramadan celebratory messages weren't used for some reason, which we're looking into. All has now been corrected. So they're looking into why that message was even on their board. How did it get up there? Who did it? How did it go unnoticed, seemingly for days? It seems like this message wasn't authorized. Was their arrivals and departures board hijacked? We await the results of their internal investigation.
And I can tell our dear friend here, you can continue to wait, but don't hold your breath. Because if you hold your breath waiting to hear the truth about what is happening in England, you'll be dead before you know it. So anyway, it's very simple. What's happening in England, it is what will happen in the rest of Europe. And for sure, it is what will happen in America. I know Mr. Trump did a great job to bring Merry Christmas to the American people. But believe me, it will die again when the liberals control this country.
The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is excited to announce our creation of two new convenient materials to help you in your ministry to the Muslim community. Our first booklet is titled, The Straight Way to Eternal Life. How many times have you met a Muslim man or woman, maybe in an airport or on a bus or in your neighborhood, and you felt burdened to share the good news of Jesus Christ, but you didn't know what to say or even where to begin? We have produced a small, convenient tract that will empower you to reach those lost in the deception of Islam. This 24-page mini booklet will share three facts. First, it seeks to convince Muslims that the Bible has not been corrupted, using just the verses from the Quran. Secondly, it reveals convincing proof that the Quran cannot be the Word of God due to an overwhelming number of errors and contradictions. Finally, it clearly presents the loving truth of the soul-saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Our second new booklet addresses the violent nature of the core teachings of Islam. Muslims continually claim that Islam is a loving and peaceful religion. They also insist that violence is committed by only a few radicals who misunderstand Muhammad's teachings in the Quran. But is this true? This new booklet, titled The Violent Truth About Islam, examines dozens of passages from the Quran, the Hadith, and Muslim scholars. This powerful booklet will leave no doubt that Islam's long history of intolerance and bloodshed arise from the very words of Allah and the example of Muhammad's life. Please visit thestraightway.org for ordering information. And now, back to our show.
When the people of the West ignore the truth about Christianity, that is like turning the light off. And when you turn the light off in a kitchen, that is when roaches grow beyond imagination. So you want to get rid of Christianity, that's fine, but you will never be able to stop the invasion of Islam. Brother Paul, let's move on to France. We have two stories in France.
On Friday, March 15th, Marianne Maréchal declared on the TV program that, in her opinion, Ramadan is the barometer of the Islamization of French society. Since Monday, we have been living in the Islamic period. France, too, is doing its big Ramadan night. Advertising everywhere. The mayor of Lyon is stopping building work for it, etc. Added the lead candidate of Eric Zemmour's party for the European elections. She said that this Islamic festival is omnipresent and that she does not want Ramadan to become a French festival like Christmas or Easter, as she adheres to a certain ideal of French identity.
I think my dear sister here is naive, or she is not realizing what's already happening in France. Islam already took over many big cities in France, and they will continue to take over the rest of France. What about the next story here in France, Brother Paul?
Well, the very next day, March 16th, Valsexuel reported that a brawl occurred in connection with Ramadan at the Mesnil-Emila Administrative Detention Center due to a dispute over an Algerian Catholic having eaten pork at another place. The victim was threatened with a knife and received kicks and punches to the head because some of the Muslims in the facility didn't tolerate the victim eating pork during Ramadan.
Well, first of all, is it about eating or eating pork? I did not know when he was biting on his sandwich. Did the sandwich squeal like a pig? I mean, I don't understand. What difference does it make if he's eating a chicken sandwich or a pork sandwich? You see, this is the difference between the celebration of Ramadan and the celebration of any other belief of any other people around. You don't have to be part of the celebration of Christmas or the Resurrection Day, and nobody will harm you. But if you're not fasting like the rest of the Muslims, then you are really intimidating the Muslims, and that will lead to your death. This is the true nature of how Ramadan is so peaceful, as we have heard in the previous story. Well, Brother Paul, we have one story in Germany. What's going on there?
According to Bild, on March 19th, a 40-year-old Syrian was arrested in Bochum after making a terrorist threat. He yelled, "Hamas, Hamas, bomb, bomb," then threw a briefcase onto a bank floor. Thanks to the quick reporting of many German citizens, the Syrian was quickly arrested.
Well, I wonder how many Christians who live in Germany from the entire Middle East countries ever done what Muslims are doing everywhere. I mean, you tell me one story after another, these Muslim migrants, these Muslim refugees, these Muslims, these Muslims that. Why would we ever hear any of these stories by some Christian from the same countries where these Muslims come from?
We don't hear it because they don't act this way.
Because that's not what we Christian believe, but that's exactly what Muslims believe. And what they believe is exactly what they put into action. Let's move on, Brother Paul, to Austria, where we have one story.
According to Express Austria, Imam LS from Vienna's Mildingen district preached in a mosque that called itself an association for the integration of Muslims. The prayer leader from Egypt attracted attention above all for his inconceivable incitement against Jews. The Office for the Protection of the Constitution has now searched his home. He had first earned attention after his sermon at the mosque in Vienna, and for his Facebook postings, one post stated this: "O Allah, defeat the Jews and support the Mujahideen who are fighting for Allah in Palestine. Murder flows in their veins. They are the Jews. A despicable people, criminals, bloodthirsty people. They only understand the language of blood and murder. Allah, don't let any of them live." The president of the Israeli religious community, Oscar Deutsch, also called for consequences. The imam should never preach in Austrian mosques again.
Two things I'd like to share quickly about that story here. First of all, what is the name of the mosque, Brother Paul?
It calls itself an Association for the Integration of Muslims.
What does the word integration mean in the English language?
Basically, you get along with others.
And what is the message they teach in that mosque?
Kill the Jews.
That's wonderful. You see, they picked up these names, the Mosque of Peace, the Mosque of Joy, the Mosque of Propaganda. These names mean nothing. They have wonderful names, but in reality, they are savage. They are not what they claim to be. So the fruit is in the teaching of the mosque, not on the name of the mosque. The second thing that Oscar Deutsch, who make up this wonderful decision, that imam should never preach anymore. Excuse me, Paul. How many speeches given by the presidents of the United States of America were written by the president of the United States of America? They have a speech writer, isn't it?
Yes, right. They usually do.
Good, good, good. So now that imam maybe will never give another sermon in his life, but he can write hundreds of sermons to other people who will read it for the rest of the Muslims. That imam and the rest of the Muslims like him should be removed totally out of Austria, that they will not have any influence on other Muslims of Austria. Well, let's move on, Brother Paul, to India, where we have one story.
Muslims are complaining about the Citizenship Act that grants Indian citizenship to Hindus, Parsis, Sikhs, Buddhists, Jains, and Christians who fled to the country due to religious persecution from Afghanistan, Bangladesh, and Muslim-majority Pakistan before the 31st of December, 2014.
Well, let me ask you a question, Brother Paul. When these people, the Christians, the Sikh, and all other people, why did they leave Afghanistan and Bangladesh?
Because they were being persecuted by Muslims.
And now India are giving them the citizenship, and Muslims are upset about it, and they want to be citizen in India as well, so they can do the same thing to the rest of the Indian people? That does not make any sense.
You got it right. You got it right.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm glad that India are taking a stand, and I hope they stick with it, because otherwise India will be like the rest of Europe. Well, Brother Paul, we have one story here in Pakistan.
A Pakistani Taliban suicide bomber rammed his explosive-laden truck into a sprawling military post in northwest Pakistan on Saturday, killing 5 Pakistani soldiers from the blast, 2 more in subsequent battles that resulted with at least 6 more Pakistani Taliban being killed.
Well, here we go, Brother Paul. Once again, the fruit of Islam falling from the tree of Islam. We only have 5 Pakistani soldiers were killed and 6 more Pakistani Talibani being killed. Well, this is just a few numbers as we continue to add during the beautiful, peaceful months of Ramadan. Well, Brother Paul, we have one story coming to us from Israel.
This past Friday in the West Bank, Palestine TV aired Dr. Abdallah Harb, the head of judicial inspection at the Court of the Chief Justice, who said Palestinians are the last occupied people. He said that no one in the world will enjoy peace and security so long as the Palestinians do not enjoy these things. Harb added, this is a legitimate right.
I hate to correct that wonderful Muslim gentleman here, but I tell him, no, Palestinians are not the last occupied people. It's all Muslims are occupied, and sadly they are occupied by Allah and Muhammad. They are the slave of Allah, who is Satan. They are totally in control by Satan. Therefore, Palestinians are occupiers of some of the land which belong to Israel. The land of Israel belongs to the Jewish people, as Allah stated in the Quran, chapter 5, verse 20 to 26, and as God Almighty stated throughout the Bible. As for the challenge which these Muslims are given, that there will not be peace anywhere around the world unless there is peace with the Palestinians, since when Muslims have peace? There has never been peace between Muslims and Muslims, and the proof of that is the following story, which is coming to us from the country of Nigeria.
Boko Haram's suicide bomber killed 11 people this Wednesday in an attack on a mosque in northeast Nigeria. The bomber hit the mosque in the town of Gambaru in Borno State during dawn prayer, said Ali Mustafa, an aid worker. He said, I was on my way to dawn prayer, then I heard the sound of a loud bomb explosion inside the mosque. Last week, 4 civilians were killed in an attack by suspected Boko Haram militants in the Nigerian city at the center of the conflict with other Muslims.
Here it is, America. Muslims love killing. If they could not find some Jews or Christian to kill, they just simply kill other Muslims. That's why we believe there is no peace in Islam. Well, Brother Paul, would you please share with us how many people have been killed so far in the last 2 weeks of the months of Ramadan by the hand of the loving, peaceful Muslims?
According to the Religion of Peace, there have been 42 attacks in the name of Islam and 133 kills.
Can't we see that? I wonder how many people get killed in the months of Christmas by Christians. Well, Brother Paul, that brings us to the end of our time. Thank you so much for producing this great show. And my dear, wonderful listeners, until we meet again in another broadcast, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this. Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.